Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. Happy Memorial Day weekend! It's time to plan summer! Yay! Okay, so I will tell you one thing. On Memorial Day weekend, I get so excited for summer and all of the things I'm going to get accomplished in the summer. And then I do not get them all accomplished. Do you know why? July. July is in the middle of the summer. And if you've heard my podcast a few times, you know that I call July the Bermuda Triangle of months. Nothing happens in July. I don't know why, but it is nearly impossible to work in the month of July. So I want you to mark the whole month of July off on your calendar. And if something happens there and you get something productive done, awesome. But if not, it's okay. Don't worry about it. There are a couple of priorities for getting organized in the summer or setting your goals and your intentions for the summer. Number one, if you have children, remember now they're going to go back to school in the fall. And for some reason, the pack to school thing hits me out of nowhere every single year, and the list of stuff we need to do to go back to school gets longer every single year. Don't worry, there will be a podcast about it, and we'll have the 5-day back to school challenge again in the middle of July, so you could just take that off of your plate for now. We've got a solid 7 weeks before that that we can just enjoy summer before we even think about going back to school. The other thing is, in the 100-Day Home Organization Program, I have you set out your goals for personal, family, house, and your money or your work. And often we pick multiple priorities in each of those areas for each of the different years that I have, the school year, the new year, and summer. But summer is different. If you set 3 goals for all 4 of those areas, it would be very, very difficult to focus and accomplish those in the summer. First of all, the summer is very short. Second of all, the summer is very spontaneous. Like, do you want to go to a concert in the park? Why, yes, please. Thank you very much. I do not want to do whatever that goal was that I set on that sheet. So just give yourself grace from the beginning and know that you're not going to get a ton of goals accomplished in the summer. As a matter of fact, I usually try to just focus on one area of my life and 1 or 2 goals for the entire summer. That way, if I have an evening and I could do some work, I think, what was my goal for the summer? So let me give you some examples over the last few years. In 2015, I really focused on my personal health. That was my goal in 2015, was my personal health. And I decided to walk 10,000 steps a day, every day, all summer long. And I pretty much did that. I would go on really, really long walks at night. It would take me, 45 minutes to an hour, depending on how few steps I had done earlier that day. And I walked 10,000 steps a day. It was when I had very first found podcasting, which was awesome because I would just queue up the podcast and off I would go walking around the neighborhood. It tended to be a really good time. Our kids were in middle school and early high school. They didn't have like a lot of evening activities, so it wasn't a big deal that I would walk every night just to finish up on my steps. We didn't have a dog yet. It just ended up being a really nice summer for that to be the focus, was my personal health, was that walking. We ate a little bit better. That was the year that Greg and I started hanging out about an hour or an hour and a half every night on the patio. We would talk, he would grill, we would have dinner. Then I would go ahead and go on my long walk, and then we'd watch TV that night. I think that was also the year that we found the series 24. So in addition to walking, eating a little bit more healthy, we also really invested in our marriage that year. With that talking on the back patio and watching that series 24, that really, really bonded us much more closely as a couple. And I would say in 2015, that summer, what I got was all personal. Personal relationship with my husband, personal relationship with my own body. I can't remember anything that I did in the house. I don't know if I did anything big for work that year. And I don't remember doing very much with the kids that year. That was a summer that was pretty easy for them. Then in 2016, I redid the websites because we had started the 100-day program. I think that's when I redid the websites. It was a complete website redo. And I remember focusing a lot of time on my computer that summer. Whenever I had any spare time, I would go in on my computer and I eliminated half of my posts. I got rid of half of my Pinterest boards. I just decluttered, decluttered, decluttered. And this summer we are having all new websites redesigned as well. But this time I won't be doing all of the work. So that was 2016, was all about a very work-focused year, and it was very much focused on redoing the websites, editing down. It was when the podcast, after the podcast had started, and we were really moving into that new podcast era of Organize 365. Then last summer, it was really a focus on the house, and we did more decluttering. There's no decluttering left to do. Like, I finished any possible decluttering that could be done around here. Redid both of the kids' bedrooms. And that's when we really started focusing on the redoing of the different spaces in our house. So we got some new furniture for the basement for the kids to hang out in the summer. At the end of the summer was when we did the landscaping project, I believe. When did we do it? Yeah, that was the end of the summer. We got a quote for a deck that we might do eventually. Now we've done windows and doors. So that summer project has moved into all of this year. But that's when it started. That's when we got a lot of estimates and really looked around at other houses. We went through open houses. We thought about moving. We actually looked at a couple of houses. So last summer was all about deciding if we were going to move, and if not, if yes, what did we need to do to upgrade the house to sell? And if not, what do we want to do in the house in order to stay? So this summer, my focus will be on Joey and Abby primarily. Whenever I have some downtime, I will be thinking, what can I be doing with Joey? What can I be doing with Abby? We will be transitioning Joey from living at home to living in college, and we're going to get his apartment 2 months in advance. So his apartment is a 12-month lease, so we could have either gotten it 2 months early or 2 months late, and we decided to get it 2 months early. That way we can go up a couple of times, we can start furnishing it, he can get familiar with that area up there, we could take a couple of different trips of things up. There's just a lot I want to do with Joey in getting that apartment ready and getting him ready for college. And he used to be in a uniform for high school, so hello, pretty much needs a whole new wardrobe, and just some other skills that we still want to teach. Like, for example, he came into me yesterday. He has a bank account. He has a bank card. He said, Mom, I need another account for me to put money in so I can save, so it's not in my checking account. So he needs a savings account. I want to teach him how to order online from whichever grocery store is going to be closest to his apartment, whether it's Walmart or Kroger or whatever, so that he can order online and just go and pick up the things. He's a boy, people. He's not going to go up and down the aisles and go grocery shopping. Just skills like that. And then Abby got her temporary license. Yay! So she's super excited. So now the hours of driving begin. So we need to do all of those hours of driving, which I really don't mind. We went out driving for the first time last night, and we drove all around this church parking lot. She had a good time. We had a good time together. And the driving time for me is a great time for me to bond with my high school kids, because once they get their driver's license, bye-bye. There's just not as much talking time. So I'm really looking forward this summer to taking Abby to those culinary colleges in our area, going out. This one has a restaurant. We're going to go out and eat at the restaurant. We're going to do driving. She wants to get a job, so we're going to work on getting a job. Actually, right now, we're having lighting installed in her bedroom. She's getting a chandelier in her closet and a chandelier fan. I think she wants to upgrade her bedroom a little bit. I think she really wants to repaint the walls, so we'll probably repaint the walls this summer. Joey's going to go off to college, so we are going to be a family of three most nights next year. And I'd like to give her some more leeway in the kitchen of doing some of the cooking for Greg and I, and really starting to experiment with food, especially if that's the direction in which she's going to go. She's asked to go buy one of those little things that you put a zucchini in there and it makes noodles out of the zucchini, which is like $20. And I said yes. So buying a couple new quick kitchen supplies this summer, maybe reorganizing the kitchen a little bit for how she wants to cook, and that are some of my priorities. So this summer, whenever I have extra time, I'm going to be asking myself, what could I be doing with Joey and Abby? Because also, even though I have a lot of things I want to be doing with Joey and Abby, they are teenagers. So they do not always want to be doing stuff with me, if you know what I mean. So if I have my list of these are the things I want to do with them, whenever they are home or come into my, you know, space and they are interested in doing something, I am going to drop everything and go do stuff with them because my relationship with them is now on their timetable, whereas in the past it was on mine. So when they were little and, you know, they would have to wait for me to be done to take them somewhere, now it's more like, well, if they're not working and they're not with friends and they're awake and in a good mood, we're going to go driving or we're going to go shopping. But if they are with friends or working or sleeping or whatever, then I can't go wake them up and say, hey, we're going shopping right now, because trust me, that does not work very well. So having my priority this summer being the kids and knowing exactly what I want to accomplish will allow me then when they come into my purview and I know they have an hour to drop what I'm doing, look at my list and be like, ooh, an hour, we can go driving, we can go get new pants, we can download that app on your phone. And by having that goal set and those lists set, I will be able to take advantage of all the time that is given to me with my children versus thinking at 8 o'clock at night, oh, I want to do this with Joey, and then trying to call him into me. It'll just make everything go so much easier. So how about you? What is it that you really would love to have done at the end of the summer that you would consider would be a really big win? Like, if you and your spouse could walk through your house this summer and the yard and make a big list of stuff that you would like to tackle in the next 5 years, or if you could get all of your bills automated and paid online by the end of the summer, or if you could teach your kids to swim and get a solid babysitter that comes every Friday afternoon to help you, that would be a solid win. This is the time for you to really dream about, especially with your family, working together towards some big goal at the end of the summer. One of the fun things I remember doing when my kids were younger, and I know a lot of you going through the 100-day program do this as well, is you are going through the program and you are organizing and you are decluttering, and the family eventually starts to jump on board. And if you can get everybody on board this summer in decluttering the house, you by going through the 100-day program and doing it in an organized way, but them just even deciding haphazardly what they want to get rid of, and keep compiling all of that in your garage or living room or wherever, and then have a garage sale or maybe multiple garage sales. Maybe this is the summer of decluttering and paring down for you so that you could be lighter and more organized going into the next school year. And you may pick a couple of weekends where you declutter the whole house all at one time, or you declutter over time and set on the calendar right now when you're going to have your garage sales. You might want to have one garage sale, you know, the third week in June, and then one the third week in August, so that you can get the bulk of stuff out and then get a second group of things out. I will tell you that if you have a goal for the money that you earn in your garage sale, your family will be very excited about helping you with the garage sale. Plus, kids love to run garage sales. Garage sales don't tend to make as much money as they used to before 2008, but if you have a lot to get rid of and it would help your family get on board, I definitely think a garage sale isn't a terrible thing. So the first time we had a garage sale, and I think I've told this story before, it was when my kids were very young and they got rid of stuff and we got rid of stuff all over the house, and they wanted to have a trampoline. And we did. I think it was like $200 for a trampoline. And we did earn $200. And then we went out and we bought the trampoline. So this would be a great way for you to get your house decluttered and for the whole family to come together on something and then to get something new. So that's a great summer project as well. The more specific you can make your summer win and the more you can narrow it down just to one thing, either focusing on yourself or focusing on your work or focusing on your kids, or focusing on your house, the more likely you will be successful. And I know when you listen to all of the things that I focused on, my marriage, my weight, our home renovations, my relationship with my kids and doing my website for my business. Who wouldn't want to get all that done and run summer, right? Who wouldn't want to like say, those are the four, I'm going to do my weight and my marriage and we're going to redo the house and I'm redoing my website. I'm going to do those things this summer. Here's what I have found to be true. You will either get all of those done a little bit or you will get one of those done and feel like you failed in the other ones. If you just focus on one big goal in the summer and then go at that one goal with everything you have. The summer that I was working on my weight and walking, whenever I had an extra 30 minutes and it wasn't so hot I couldn't stand it anymore, I would go walking and I would just keep adding my steps and I would constantly be looking, where am I on my steps? Where am I on my steps? The summer that I redid my website and I had 30 minutes, I'd be like, ooh, I'll go do this category on the website. I'll go do this one thing on the website. And this summer, when I'm focusing on Joey and Abby and I have 30 minutes, I will think to myself, what can I do with Joey? What can I do with Abby? Because some of it will be stuff that I could do without them on my own end, especially with Joey's apartment, like buying something or organizing something or packing something. So I hope that helps you. I would love to hear what your big summer priority and intention is. Go ahead and head on over to the Organize 365 Facebook group and share that with us. Or go over on Instagram and tag me on Instagram on what your big summer priority is going to be. You could find both of those accounts by going to organize365.com/Instagram or organize365.com/Facebook. All right, have a great week.